Well, it's simple. As long as I'm involved with this team, here's how the season will begin and here's how the season will end with the owner of your Niagara Ice Dogs, Darren DeDobler. Darren, off the top, I'm sentimental to suck, so big thank you again for the privilege of being involved with your hockey team.
First of all, I appreciate you having me on here, and it's a bit of privilege to have the coverage we've had and the dedication from everybody in the region. Like, they've stuck through us through thick and thin, and we appreciate that a lot.
I just misspoke. Co-owner Darren DeDobler, because there's another person involved, and that's Michelle DeDobler. You and I have talked, but I want you to express, because I've said to you, the women in our lives bear the brunt of the choices we make, and they have to live with the things we do. So as you come to the end of another season, can you put into words what Michelle has meant to the man and the owner?
You know what? She's been beside me from the start. We just finished our 25th year anniversary in November. I remember sitting down with her on the couch and I said, this opportunity is going to come up. And she looked at me and she said, yeah. And I said, yep. And she had a smile on her face, and that was the rest of it.
Now, when I talk about Darren and Michelle as owners, we celebrated earlier this year, you launched Darren and Michelle's Boys and Girls Club. You made tickets available to kids who otherwise probably couldn't afford to see a major junior hockey game. You got involved with Ernie and the people at Crime Stoppers. I don't even know one-tenth of the stuff you do. I say that to people on a regular basis. I wish they could know the Darren that I get to deal with. What does it mean to you to be involved in the community?
You know what? They tell you, you know, you've heard all your life that giving's better than receiving. And it really is. It's, you know, might be a little ego on my part, but when we do something good for people, it just makes me feel really good. Mayor Sisko, met with him on Tuesday, and he just said how overwhelmed he was that I came up, actually you came up, Ted, with the idea of the Boys and Girls Club, and that we fulfilled it. And it wasn't about money. It was just doing something for people that really needed it. And that feels so good.
Yeah, it might have been my idea, but it was your money, and you put your money where your mouth was, and thanks to you and Michelle for doing that. Darren DeDobler is with us. Okay, get to the ice. You can't be any more excited, I'm thinking, when you think about Frolov, Galianov, Zadda, Robrick. Teams don't hit on that many draft picks sometimes in a couple of years. You had a great draft last year, and the future looks fabulous.
You know what it does, and we can't continually say the future looks great. Sooner or later, it's going to be the present. But look at some of the other things. Everybody keeps talking about our 07s and Kevin Hee. Look at Charlie Robertson. Look at what that young man has done his last four or five games. If he picks up on that, look at, you know, the other pieces that we have. Look at Paris. Look at Levin, 18 goals coming out of Junior B. So the future does look bright, but at some point it has to be the present, and it has to be next year.
Darren, was it a tough choice to play the 16-year-old as much as you did? Had to be a conscious choice to say, okay, we're going to get them to grow. We're going to suffer through the growing pains, the learning as they go through. Was that a tough call, and are you pleased with the way things have worked out?
Ryan Robrick was a no-brainer. The kid is a top player in this league, whether he's 12 years old or 20 years old. The other three, we knew this wasn't our window. We thought we would have more wins than what we did this year, but we knew this wasn't our window. We know it's 2 years out is our window, so we knew we had to get them ready. So we're playing against teams where their best players are 19 and 20, where our best players are 16 and 17 right now.
You and I have done this before, and afterwards you've said, boy, you have some tough questions. So here comes the first tough one. You talk about your window. It's going to spin around again in two more seasons after this one. The OHL will be the host for another Memorial Cup. Am I putting words in your mouth, or are you going to be going for it once again?
Nope, 1,000%. We're going to go for it again. I talked to Mayor Sisko about it. Walter's hopefully going to chair it for us again, put a good bid forward. I'm reading Kitchener's going for it, so that's a pretty stiff competition, but I don't think Kitchener has anything to offer like the region of Niagara. So we just need a good product on the ice, which we should have in 2 years, but 1,000% we're going to try for it again.
Yeah, when you look at that, you're going to have a third year of your 4-16-year-old, the potential that Kevin Hayes still going to be here, and then you have what's coming up behind them. So let's get to that from an owner's perspective. With the draft coming up, what does the cupboard look like? I mean, I know you've got lots of picks. What does this selection look like? Is this a strong draft? Is this going to be a draft that's going to make the Ice Dogs that much better again?
I don't think this draft is as strong as what the 07 draft is. However, the top four players are elite, and we didn't want to be a top four pick, but we are. So we are going to be getting an elite player, a player in the Robert category that can step right in.
How pleased are you? I know exit interviews are going to be the order of the day coming up after tonight. How pleased are you with the coaching staff and what they've been able to maintain?
You know what? I think we got a great room and little problems at all. The coaching staff's great. Ben has been a breath of fresh air. He brings a lot of energy and emotion. Bruce, I talked to Bruce this morning. He did the game last night in Washington, and he was driving home, and he called me in a torrential rainstorm. But he called me, and we talked, and we got all the pieces from off ice. We just need to get the pieces on ice. And with Ben having his thumb on this right from August the 20th, next year, I think we're going to have a big big improvement.
Darren, I got lots of sayings I've made up that I like to use. One of them is, you don't know what you don't know until you don't know it. So as you come into the league, and it'll be, 3 years next year as an owner, and really you got a late start last year, how much have you learned along the way? And do you feel that much better about what you've accumulated?
I've learned a ton. I mean, honestly, I thought we could turn this around a little quicker than what it's taken, but we realized pretty quickly in our first year that that wasn't going to happen. So we moved some players out, got some draft picks, and we built. I think that once we get to where we want to be, we'll be able to keep it there for many times. I don't think we're going to go through the ups and downs anymore. I think once we get to where we need to be, we'll be fine. But again, right now, this is a league of 18, 19, and 20-year-olds, and we're 16 and 17-year-olds right now.
When we talk about Darren DeDobler, the businessman, I got a funny feeling that you always had a plan, you had it in place, you knew where you were going to go, and you're going to get there. And I make that statement based on the draft. You took away one of my most favorite days. I used to love the draft because there always seemed to be drama in the room, people yelling at each other, and they were fighting for picks. Last year, and I'll make the analogy, you guys look like a bunch of accountants or poker players. You knew the next play you were going to make based on what was going on. There was no drama in that room, and it seemed to be everybody was on the same page. Does that start at the top?
It does, and we met quite a few times before that, and we met just before the draft in our video room. And the message that I made was, there's a lot of media out here and there are a lot of people, and I don't want this to turn into a gong show. We know our focus. We know what we're doing. So let's stay civil and stay with that. And again, we've had monthly meetings, and we're having a meeting at the OHL Cup next week again. And we know pretty much what we're doing again this year.
Darren DeDobler, agree or disagree? I said to an NHL scout one time, what you guys do is tough. You got to figure out at 18 what a kid will look like at 25. And he turned around and said, no, Ted, these guys in junior have the tough thing. They have to figure out at 15 what an 18-year-old is going to look like. Have you found that in the years you've been involved now?
You know what? That's crazy, too, because we're going to see tonight a boy, Blake Clayton, playing for Sudbury. He was a seventh-round pick. And he played for the Brantford Bandits with Darcy DeWatcher. And I saw five or six Brantford Bandit Junior B games this year, and the kid was amazing, and that was a seventh-round pick. So, sometimes you get lucky, but the harder you work, the luckier you get.
So I mentioned there's going to be exit meetings. Darren, can you kind of let us know what's going to happen when this game is over? Maybe it'll take more than 60. What happens going forward from the end of this one?
So tomorrow, Sunday, we're having exit meetings with the staff and the players starting at 9 a.m. Raven and Wes will do the players, I'll do the staff, and basically want to find out what's going through their mind But you look at our team and there's not a whole lot of decisions to make. Everybody is almost eligible to come back. So we need to make some trades to improve it. And we're not naive enough to know that we can't just add our, you know, first pick or second pick overall wherever we land in the lottery and we can turn this around. We only had 17 wins, so we know we need more work to do than just adding a draft pick.
A guy like me knows, and mine's a small part, whether it's bus trips or overnight stays, and you and I have talked, neither one of us is great at sleeping in hotel rooms. So there's a little bit of a taxing nature to the job for a guy like me, but I love every minute of it because of what I get to do as the game gets underway. So, last year you said tough questions. I'm going to finish Darren DeDobler with the toughest question, and here it comes. You ready? Are you still having fun?
You know what, Ted? I love it. It's amazing. I love being at the rink. Wednesday I was at the Brantford game. They honored their overagers. It put a lump in my throat. I love it. It's great. There's very few places I'd rather be than in the arena watching hockey.
My best to Michelle. Please pass that along. And it's been fun getting to meet and know your dad. What a wicked sense of humor. And I finally met your mom for the first time. Your whole family. You're part of our Niagara family, of course. And I'll finish like I started. It's an honor and a pleasure as well just to be involved in a small way with Ice Dogs hockey. And I can't appreciate you more.
The support I've had from the region, from Mayor Sisko, from the previous Mayor Walter, from yourself, from your daughter, it's been overwhelming. The Erie game, I stood beside John Schaefer for a period, and everybody's just very welcoming, and the support has been overwhelming, and we will get you more wins, fans. Trust me, we will get you more wins.